gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel. Doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You know, somebody asked me the other day what I played on my radio show, and I, like the smart ass that I am, said songs. And that really kind of really got me to thinking that there are songs, or there are songs about songs, or maybe songs that are so proud that they have songs in the title of song. The answer, of course, is yes. They're prominent in American music, and so are some of the instruments that we're going to hear tonight. They are prominent in American music for the last three quarters of a century. I speak of the guitar and the piano. So we have a couple songs of songs and highlights the piano and guitar in a few sets. So we're going to lead off with a cleared declaration of love. And this one is, of course, is from Stephen Stills, Song of Love.
for you, I give up all my time, searching for the perfect rhyme. And this is one that certainly perplexes. For you, I would spend all my days thinking up all the crazy ways. I love you even more than I love Texas. You got Bel Air class, Dallas style, Austin soul and a looking back smile. For you I'd trade my truck in for a Lexus. You smell as sweet as the piney woods. I'd marry you if I thought I could. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. There's no brighter star in all the multiplexes. I love this state, you know I do, but the best thing in this state is you. I love you even more than I love Texas. Sunshine's in your golden hair. Your smile hits me right in the solar plexus. Skin is soft as early morning rain. Temper like a Gulf Coast hurricane. I love you even more than I love Texas. From the mucky duck to the broken spoke, you know this state like an old cowpoke. You know where all the tastiest Tex-Mex is. Got Mattson on the radio, playing Robert Earl and Billy Joe. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. Let's head out west where nobody can text us. I promise you I'll never cheat. You can throw me out in the old mesquite. I love you even more than I love Texas. And if you make me leave this state, I'll groan, but I won't hesitate. 'Cause I love you even more than I love Texas. Oh, love.
Slade Cleaves, former Mainer, now resident of the Austin area for, I guess, about three decades. The song was a Texas love song that appeared on his 2013 album, Still Fighting the War. You also heard Lloyd Maines on acoustic guitar and dobro, Scrappy Judd Newcomb on lead guitar, Kevin Smith on bass, and Terry Hendricks on harmony. I was first introduced to that song, and I guess Slade Cleaves, as a matter of fact, by Steve Hay, childhood friend of mine who now lives in upstate New York. And Steve sang a version of that song to his now Austin-dwelling daughter on the eve of her marriage. It was quite a hoot. I saw a video of that. This album, like virtually all of his, kind of focuses on small towns and blue-collar life with pretty fine insights into people and their actions. He's a great songwriter. Before Slade, we heard pretty good songwriter's own right, Dallas-born Stephen Stills with Song of Love, lead cut on his 1972 album, Manassas. This album was on the heels of Stills' second one, which was not so well received, his second solo album. Two of the band members, Chris Hillman and Al Perkins, came from the Flying Burrito Brothers, whose band was going down the tubes at about that time, and others came from the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young Deja Vu album. That included Dallas Taylor, bassist Fuzzy Samuels, percussionist Joe Lala, and keyboardist Paul Harris. Really good, albeit short-lived band. Listen to songs about songs. Right here on Boogie Back to Texas, if that makes sense to you. We're on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing the songs for you. And in listening to these songs about songs and these last two love songs, obviously it's important to be proud about them and to sing out. Erin Ivey thinks that. Here she is with Sing Out.
Every breath with promises. Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But it's all right, it's all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. And I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. It's all right, it's all right, for we've lived so well, so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. Dreamed I was dying. Dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was dying. Oh, we come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon. And we come in the ages most uncertain. And sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. And tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. All I'm trying to get some rest.
One of my favorite all-time Austin artists covering the great Paul Simon song, American Tune. That was Sean Colvin, just to let you know. That's on Sean's second album, devoted to covers anyway, called Uncovered. Came out in 2015, just 21 years after her first album devoted to covers, called Cover Girl. And in the liner notes to Uncovered, Sean said the Cover Girl was a tribute to those artists she played all the years before she felt comfortable writing songs. And then Uncovered just happened from the same sentiment, because she still plays covers in her shows, even after a record contract and a bunch of her own records and Grammy and everything else. Terry and I saw her live on her first Austin City Limits appearance, and I saw her perform at Waterloo Records on 10th Street the day before we left Austin to move right up here. And we've seen her here at Triple Door a couple times, and we hope to see her again soon when she goes on tour. Before Sean, we heard Aaron Ivey out of Austin with Sing Out from her 2011 album called Broken Gold. She recorded that album with The Finest Kind, and that The Finest Kind includes Rolf Ordahl on keys, Ross Alexander on bass and J.J. Johnson on drums and percussion. I first heard of Erin when I saw her photograph of Austin artists in a wonderful coffee table book called The Sound of Austin by Matthew Sturdivant. I ended up doing a whole show of songs from people pictured in there and had my musical horizons expanded and enriched by that book. Her latest album is called Solace in the Wild, and it came out in 2021, and we've heard some cuts from that right here on Boogie Back, and we're going to hear more from that in the future. Just the songs from Texas musicians. They're all about songs right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit pse.com/rebates to learn more.
Well, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to our supporters of all kinds, and especially including you who support us on a monthly fashion. That helps us budget and it helps keep us on the air. So thanks for that. I said at the top that we're going to play a couple of sets about instruments. So we're going to go with a little set about piano. And we might as well do that with two legendary piano players. We're going to lead off with very part-time resident of Waxahachie, Texas, Jerry Lee Lewis. And he's asking, who's going to play this old piano?
Who's going to play to this old piano after I'm not here? They're gonna sing and set songs for you, cause your eyes to fill with tears. Who's gonna keep these old Irish talking like Jerry's doing now? They're gonna play his old piano after my last bow, when that final curtain falls. Seems to be hushed and still. Who'll keep this old music going? I wonder who's gonna carry on. Who's gonna play this old piano when the meat man's gone? Let me hear it, boys. My God, I guess Jerry Lee's done 10 million shows. Kind of feel like I have every single right to know exactly what's going on. Who'll keep his old music going? Like old Hank Williams, Al Joseph, and Jerry Lee. I want to know that piano means a whole lot to me. Listen to me now. Thank you. God
bless. I keep my fingernails long so they click when I play the piano. I keep my fingernails long so they
Marsha Ball with Joe Ely's song Fingernails that appeared on Marsha's album Blue House, came out in 1994. You also heard Marsha, well, you heard her on piano for sure, and you also heard her on the accordion and the Hammond B3, which were, both of those were a little bit silently in the background, but they're pretty nice. Paul Klemperer was on sax, and I picked Marsha's version because she's a piano player, and she's a whole lot of fun to watch. And Joe is fun to watch, but I've never seen him perform on the piano. So we went with Marsha. She was born in Orange, Texas, right on the border with Louisiana, and she was raised in Vinton, Louisiana. And one review of her said she is a sensational, saucy, and superb pianist where Texas stomp rock and Louisiana blue swamp meet. Wow, it's a mouthful. But I think it's pretty true. After seeing her a number of times, I couldn't agree anymore. Before Marsha, we heard Jerry Lee Lewis with Who's Gonna Play This Old Piano. That was the title cut from his 1972 album on Mercury Records, and that cut reached number 14 on the country Billboard charts. Here's a version that was recorded live at Opryland Studios in Nashville in 1976. Jerry Lee broke out in 1957 after growing up just dirt poor, but his family scraped enough money together to buy a piano, so Jerry Lee and his cousins, Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Swaggart, could share it and share piano lessons. And you heard Jerry Lee mention Mickey in that song, both of them, but Jerry Lee's story is pretty huge. He's a Texan because his mama enrolled him in the Waxahachie Bible School. That's outside of Dallas. But he got kicked out because he played a boogie-woogie version of My God Is Real at a church assembly, and they didn't care for that. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight we are listening to songs about songs and instruments from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, next up, we're going to switch gears and mellow out with some instrumental-esque songs from artists you probably wouldn't even imagine together, and I didn't either till I put them all together. We're going to lead off with a group out of Houston called Karangbin and their song, A Hymn.
Thank you.
Fine. Amazing guitar player, Eric Johnson out of Austin, with Song for George. That came from his 1990 album called Ave Via Musicam. That also contained the Grammy Award-winning instrumental Cliffs at Dover. And since that time, he's moved from some kind of a rock fusion to a more of a blues jazz collaboration with Mike Stern, I think, in that album was in 2016, and then an all-acoustic album called EJ, released in 2016, and then EJ2, a semi-acoustic full band set exploring Americana folk and jazz sounds, and I need to get that record. Before Eric, we heard David Crosby and Graham Nash with a demo cut of the song, Song with No Words. Graham called it Tree with No Leaves. That came from David's three-volume CD set Voyage that came out in 2006. And in the liner notes to that, David said, "Do I look at Song with No Words as a failed attempt to write a regular song? No. The object to pieces of art that are musical is to make you feel something. They don't need words to do it." And as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, David is a Texas musician due to his living in Texas involuntarily for about 5 months after being arrested in a Dallas nightclub for possessing a .45 caliber handgun and freebasing cocaine. He credited, however, that stay with helping him kick his cocaine addiction, and it's a good thing. As a friend of his said, David has pretty much smoked up everything he owned, all the cars and everything, except his guitars. And we let off that set with Kerangbin and the song A Hymn, and that came from their album Con Todo el Mundo, which was released in 2018, and that was their second album and really the one that launched their popularity. They're from Houston, as I said earlier, and they consist of Laura Lee on bass, vocals, Mark Spear on guitar, vocals, mellotron, and percussion, and Donald Johnson Jr. on drums. And in the Thai language, Kerangbin means airplane, and the band is inspired by Thai rock and funk from the 60s and 70s, as well as other influences, including Iranian pop. They now have three albums out and a collaborative EP, Texas Sun, that's with Leon Bridges, and we've heard title cut from that right here on Boogie Back and maybe more. This is songs about songs from Texas musicians, and we are on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ash on your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries and vegetarian lunches by day and tasty sips and special events at night. Located on Vashon Highway on the south end of town. And don't miss the Wild Mermaid Cafe and store located at the North End Ferry. Visit VashonSnapdragon.com for up-to-date hours of operation.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
Once again, thank you to our underwriters. Next up, we're going to hear from two really fine songwriters. We're going to lead off with Hayes Carl, with a song that filled a whole bunch of allusions, some of them to general genres and some of them to very specific artists. The song is what really this whole show is about. It's called The Sake of the Song. Here's Hayes Carl.
If you're nobody's business or your front page news, folk, rock, country, all Delta blues, I tell your truth however you choose, and do it all for the sake of the song. Yeah, hitchhiking, bus riding, rental cars, living rooms, coffee houses, rundown bars, 10,000 people alone under the stars, it's all for the sake of the song. And there's the man who wrote your cheating heart. Now he's lying through his tooth, and he plays it on a stolen harp that's soaked in honey. There's the one who might be happy, but for the writer's curse, and she lost the crowd's attention by the 42nd verse. As a traveling salesman and the girl next door, from the empty room to the third encore, less is less until more is more, and it's all for the sake of the song. And there's the young man on the marquee, Hey, he's the son of some well-known, and his father bought the tour bus so he could strike out on his own. And there's the brooding contradiction. Hey, he's holding Van Gogh's ear. He's taped it to his guitar in the hopes someone will hear. It's black berets and nudie suits, the next big thing, or getting back to your roots. High tops, flannels, or duct tape boots, and it's all for the sake of the song. Mystic, and there's the legend, it is the best it's ever been. And there's the voice of a generation who won't pass this way again. And there's record deals and train seals and puppets on a string. And we're all just trying to figure out what makes the cage bird sing. It's lights, camera, on with the show. A lifetime to get ready, now go, yeah, go. Oh, where it all ends, nobody knows, but it's all for the sake of the song. So if you're nobody's business, or your front page news, a folk rock country all Delta blues, or tell your truth however you choose, and do it all for the sake of the song.
Must be a cold front coming, south, south, eastbound C&O. The coal cars were dusted with a half inch, of snow. What I'll do with him, School be out tomorrow if that cold front comes in. Calling out the shadows of the mountains, bringing on the night. No folks like to whisper, he favors your side in his face. When it gets a little older, it's gonna lead a merry chase. I'm all alone, it's all right. Isn't gonna wound my pride. If anyone can claim they're all right, so can I. I wrecked the El Camino, would have been DWI. So I just walked off and left it laying on its side. And the troopers found it in the morning, and they said it's purely luck I wasn't killed. And I probably ought to quit my drinking, but I don't believe I will. So can I. to ask about you about a million times a day. I got so tired of trying to answer, just turned my head away. Now he don't pay me much attention, he's not asking anymore. He's not asking anymore. I guess he'd probably know you if you walked back in the door. Calling out to the empty night, watching as the snowflakes come dancing around the light, dancing up against the window. It's like they're peeking through the glass, and they hover for a moment, then they fall on past. Calling out.
James McMurtry on vocals and guitar, Don Dixon on bass and Marlboro guitar, Jim Brock on percussion, Steve James on resonator guitar, and David Grissom on scary guitar. The song was Rachel's Song, a kind of a gut-wrenching tune about a father who's lost his wife and is trying to cope with that and raising a son. James's images and his stories are amazing to me, and he never fails to do what David Crosby says the object of pieces of musical art are, to make you feel something. James is the son of Larry McMurtry. He lives in Austin, and he plays the Continental Club when he isn't on tour. He is on tour right now in support of his really, really good album, If It Don't Bleed, which the song, If It Don't Bleed, was a 2021 Fletchie Award winner. Before James, we heard Hayes Carl in the song Sake of the Song. It appears on his 2020 album Alone Together Sessions, but that version that you heard was recorded live at the Pace Studios in New York in April of 2016. Hayes was born in Houston, and after some time in Arkansas for college, he spent most of his time in the Houston area. He's got 8 albums out now, and I agree with those who say he writes in the manner of Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt with the wry humor of Ray Wiley Hubbard. Ray Wiley Hubbard's on one of his albums, as a matter of fact. More to come from him in future shows. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. You're listening to songs about songs from Texas musicians. Thanks for listening. We're going to head toward the door of tonight's song edition of Boogie Back and move back to the instrument component of the show. We heard a couple songs related to pianos earlier, and now we turn to the guitar. Who better than the aforementioned Guy Clark and his song of the guitar? It's Guy Clark.
Well, I was passing by a pawn shop in an older part of town. Something caught my eye, and I stopped and turned around. I stepped inside, and there was a beat-up old guitar hanging on the wall. What do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down, and he put it in my hand. Said, you tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Tune it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it. So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. Man, I never heard it coming. It was like I always knew it. I just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned it. Thank you. Well, I lost all track of time. There was nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. The guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. When I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. The old man finally got up, said, "Where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in." And then he took down an old dusty case and said, "Go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing." And then he said, "Good luck." There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
Monahan's Texas native Guy Clark and the guitar from his 2009 album, Some Days You Write the Songs and Some Days They Write You, which is similar to the notion that he talked about in that song. The guitar almost played itself. While Guy was playing his usual guitar on that, Verlin Thompson, Guy's great friend and his accompanist for decades, was on lead guitar. Bryn Davies was on upright bass, Sean Camp on mandolin, Kenny Jones on drums and percussion. All of them have played with Guy a lot over the years. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we go out the door of this song and instrument version of Boogie Back with another song about a guitar, this time a velvet guitar. It comes from Alejandro Escovedo off his album A Man Under the Influence, released in 2001. Alejandro and his velvet guitar. Good night, and we'll see you next week.
My hands are turned and numb, but I still gotta strum my velvet guitar. And I don't care how long, might write a sad one, but who's gonna sing them this time? My hands are turned and numb, but I still wanna strum my velvet guitar. I don't care how long, exactly what went wrong, but who's gonna blame him this time? Not gonna break him down. In the trees, but he won't crow for me. He's wasted his time. He lost track of how long, exactly what went wrong, but who's gonna blame him this time? I hear her sing for me, but she won't cry for me.